This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand tonight. Just to thank you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, as we get out of the way that you may have your way, hide us behind Calvary's cross among us of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. I thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, precious Father, for moving the way that you see fit this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I get opened up to the book of Matthew 27th chapter, and we're looking at verse 45 through 54. Hallelujah. In Matthew 27th chapter, verse 45 through 54. And the word of God reads, "Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness all over the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama, this is to say, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there when they heard that said, this man called for Eli. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let us see whether Eli will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two, from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rock broken, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watched, guarded Jesus, saw the earthquake and those that were done, they feared greatly, saying, surely this was the Son of God. Also, we go to the book of John, chapter 19, verse 28 through 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, and said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hospice and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, I should pray for us and with us as we bring God's word through the use of the internet, where we are preaching and teaching on a local level and reaching on a global level. God is a good God. Even in 2022, we are able, through the use of the internet, to cause an impact by being able to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Our key scripture here is in John 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, which is sour wine, he said, sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. People of God, our position in the Lord affects everything about us, our attitude, our emotions, our conversation, and our conduct. You see, the status quo of society no longer fit us as born-again believers of Christ, because the Bible says that we are changed. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new." Brothers and sisters in Christ, believers, we are growing in Christ likeness and embracing true thoughts and doing good deeds that are pleasing to God. As people of God, Jesus willingly took our sin upon himself. And he also experienced divine wrath in our place. God accepted Jesus Christ's death as the full payment for our sins. The full payment, the penalty for our sins. And then God raised Jesus from the dead to a position of divine glory. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his only right hand in heavenly places. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, became that perfect sacrifice for all mankind, shed his blood for the remission of our sin, the Son of the living God. Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." People of God, after Jesus was given the death sentence to be crucified, the soldiers' custom was to torment and to mutilate the convicted. Beloved, the soldiers, which was Romans soldiers, they mocked Jesus. They beat him and they spit on him. They dressed him up like a king and kept mocking, calling him the king of the Jews. And they put a purple robe on him and crowned him with a crown of thorns. Jesus must have bled from the crown of thorns in solid pain. And the Roman soldiers tormented him over and over again. That said, they to him, hail King of the Jews. Then they fell on their knees in mocking worship unto him. The humiliation Jesus must have endured from these heartless soldiers. Here we see in the book of Isaiah the fulfillment of the Old Testament that was carried over into the New Testament in the book of John, book of Mark, and also in the book of Matthew. Here we see in Isaiah 53, verse 6 through 8, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus was oppressed and was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. In Isaiah 53 and 8, the 8th B clause of the verse says, for he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgressions of my people. He was stricken. Yes, beloved, Jesus endured the mockery and humiliation of the Roman soldiers. He did it in silence because he loved us that much. Surely, this man was the Son of God. And when all was fulfilled, he said, it is finished. People of God, there was a certain man from Caesarea named Simeon, the father of Abraham, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way from the country. And they forced him to help Jesus to carry the cross. Child of God, when you know God and are familiar to the works in which God's works is to fulfill his own purpose, then it becomes a blessing to do God's work and his will. People of God, they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of skull. Then they offered to him wine mixed with marrow. But Jesus did not take it. And then they crucified him. They divide his own clothing and they cast lots to see what each would get. Beloved, it was the third hour when they would crucify him. They crucified Jesus between two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. Could you imagine the pain that Jesus tasted for our punishment, for our sin? He was the sinless one, but he became sin for us, became that ultimate sacrifice, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Because the word of God says that without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. So beloved, we look on to the heels from which comes our help. We look on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who can relate to the discomfort and the torment that we are enduring as Christians in this on planet Earth. See, the Bible says all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So as we experience persecution on our Christian journey to heaven, we must be mindful of knowing that Jesus Christ, he is a trailblazer. He is the one that started our Christian, started Christianity. And we as followers of his, we must take up our cross daily and follow him. People of God, after the soldiers that took him to the place called Skull on God, on that hill where he was crucified. People of God, after they drove the nails, the spikes in his hands and feet, they lift them up. They stretch them wide. They lift them high. They lift them up on an old rugged cross. Jesus then, he was crucified for those who would believe in him and surrender their hearts and lives to be ruled by him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight we are talking about it is finished. Jesus fulfilled it all. He fulfilled the Old Testament and the New Testament. He became the sacrifice, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Surely, when the centurion realized what had happened, and the Roman soldiers that was with him, indeed, they said, this man was the Son of God. When we are reminded of the sermon of It Is Finished, it relates back to our foundational scripture found in John 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had raised the vinegar, the sour wine, he said, it is finished. When he had accomplished all that the scriptures had foretold that he would do, he said, it is finished. Bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Commit his spirit into the Father's hand. Hear my brothers and sisters in Christ. As believers of Christ, the scene that took place when he committed his spirit into the Father's hand, a supernatural darkness lasted all over the land, the region where he was crucified at this time. Beloved, the darkness, it came in broad daylight. It was actually a sign of judgment, the divine judgment, which was on Jesus Christ and not on the world. The divine judgment of God placed on Jesus Christ's shoulders for the remission of our sin. He became the ransom for all mankind. Jesus, he became the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, he bridged the gap between God and man. Jesus came down from heaven in the fashion of a man, of a baby born to Mary, his mother. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, had an earthly father by the name of Joseph, grew up here on planet Earth, He was 100% God and 100% man. The divine judgment of God was satisfied by bruising Jesus for us. He took upon himself, the sinless one, took upon himself to become sin for all mankind. Could you imagine the wrath of God that was placed on his only begotten son, Jesus? Jesus was exposed to it when he became the sin offering for us all on the cross on Calvary. So whosoever refused to believe in the sacrifice of Jesus stands in condemnation in the eyes of the Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus made history. It was one of the greatest events that ever took place for the salvation of all mankind. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it says here in the book of Matthew 27, verse 50 through 53, and Jesus cried again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks were broken. And the tombs were open, and many bodies of the saints that have fallen asleep was raised, and coming forth out of the tomb after his resurrection, they entered into the holy city and appeared unto many. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when we see the event that took place over 2,000 years ago, when Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice, when Jesus was sentenced, hallelujah, in the judgment hall, when Pontius Pilate came forth and he told the people he find no guilt in Jesus, there was a man by the name of Barabbas, a criminal, and he asked the people, he said, which one should I set free? And everyone cried, Barabbas, Barabbas. And he said, what should I do with Jesus? And the crowd said, crucifying him. They took Jesus. They stripped him. They whipped him. Gave him, brought him before the people. He didn't say a mumbling word. They plucked his beard, placed upon him a crown of thorns on his head. Blood and sweat came trembling down the brow. They whipped him, gave him 39 lashes, matted, according to Roman law. Blood was trembling down his back, his face. He became an ultimate sacrifice for us all. And afterwards, they put a cross on his shoulders for him to drag it from the judgment hall all the way to the place of skull. And on the way, they encouraged Simon to carry the cross for him, to help him carry the cross to the place where he would be crucified. and Jesus when he got there. They laid him on the cross, took his hand, drove spikes through the palm of his hand, drove spikes through the ankles of his feet. They stretched him wide. They lifted him high, placed him between two thieves, one on the right and one on the left. Jesus Christ. One of them said, "Remember me in paradise." Jesus told him, "From this day forth, you will be with me in paradise." Jesus Christ. When the darkness came, the thunder started roaring, the lightning started flashing, darkness occupied that region where he was crucified. Supernatural things took place. Earthquakes. The ground started shaking. The tomb started opening. People that was dead came alive. The dead was walking around among the living. Jesus Christ didn't say a mumbling word. And when all was accomplished, that what he have came here to do, he surrendered all to his Father, committed spirit into his hand. And before he did that, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus, the Son of the living God. And Jesus cried again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit into the Father's hand. And behold, the veil of the temple was split or tore up in two from the top to the bottom. We know that the temple was designed to where the inner court had the holies of holies. It was where the chief priests would go and do his priestly duties. And he would enter the Holy of Holies with bells attached to the bottom of his robe and a rope that was tied around his waist. And it was stretched out to those that were on the outside of the Holies of Holies. And if there was sin that wasn't that the high priest didn't repent of, when he would get into the Holies of Holies because of sin, he would fall dead. So he had to make sure before he got into the Holies of Holies that he had to consecrate himself, making sure that his sins were forgiven, as well as the sins of the people. You see, at this particular time before Jesus' death, sin would be only covered through sacrifice of animals, lambs, goats, pigeons. But after Jesus died, the middle wall, the partition, was done away with because Jesus became that ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. It has to be a blood sacrifice because blood satisfied the penalty that God wanted in order to forgive sin. After Jesus' death, the curtain was split in half to where we can come boldly to the throne of God as born-again believers, as God's children, as followers of Jesus. That's why we look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. because he was the one that instituted the right way, God's way, in order for us to get back in right standing with him. Here in 2022, we are still thankful and grateful for what Jesus did. He made a way for us as sinners to be forgiven, to be, first of all, to gain salvation, to be forgiven for our sin, to come back in right standing with God, the one that created us. He made us in his image. Now we are pushing towards perfection. We're on the potter's wheel as God stretches and molds us and makes us, form us into Jesus Christ, his likeness on a daily basis. The events that took place at his historical time was that earthquake happened and rocks were broken. Supernatural darkness came forth on the earth. Also, we see that tombs were open. Many bodies of saints that died before Jesus, that have fallen asleep, was raised and came forth out of the tombs and walked among the living. So these two witnesses demonstrated the impact and the power that happened when Jesus died and said, "It is finished." In other words, all scriptures that was prophesied in the Old Testament. Now we go into the New Testament and we see that Jesus fulfilled all. We know about the New Testament church that came about in the book of Acts after the disciples was instructed to go and tarry at Jerusalem. This all happened after Jesus rose from the dead. He died, placed in a borrowed tomb. And afterwards, he ascended on high. He was resurrected and ascended on high. Before his resurrection took place, he died. You see, we can't have no resurrection or no Easter without no Good Friday. Good Friday was very important. It brought forth all that Jesus endured all the way to the cross. Yes, Jesus, the Son of the living God, he was rejected by his own. But because of his rejection of his own, the nation of Israel, we as Gentiles were able to be drafted in. So we all have an opportunity. Every man, woman, boy or girl, we all have an opportunity to receive the salvation message. We all have an opportunity to either accept or to reject what Jesus did on Calvary's cross. Shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Yes, when he said, "It is finished," he fulfilled it all. Here at the cross, while he was on the cross, pierced him in his side, water and blood came trembling down. And when that happened, the thunder started roaring. The lightning started flashing. An important event took place in history. It relates back to what the scripture said in John 19, verse 30, when Jesus said, "It is finished," which was his exact words. Again, these words were confirmed by these three miraculous miracles, signs and wonders that took place. Here we're in Matthew 27, verse 50 through 53. The veil of the temple which separated the presence of God from the presence of man were ripped in half from the top to the bottom. Next, the earthquake that took place and the rocks that were broken. Then the tomb that were opened and many saints who had died before Christ were brought back to life. So beloved, remember this on Good Friday as we look forward to Resurrected Sunday or Easter Sunday. Good Friday, have emphasis that was very important. It was a preparation before the resurrection. It was a time of death. It was a time of the sentence given to Jesus, the sinless one who took upon himself, who was sentenced as being guilty. Jesus knew his mission. He knew why he came down from heaven, placed here on earth, to become that ransom, the penalty for all mankind. Excuse me. Jesus, when he gave up his spirit into his Father's hand, and said, "It is finished." He crossed the finishing line. He accomplished the mission that he was sent here to do. And his suffering were all over with. Jesus finally had crossed, had bridged the gap between man and God. You see, the earth and the temple's veil were witnesses of this. Jesus' death meant the fulfillment of all of the Old Testament prophecies, symbols, and foreshadowing of the coming of the Messiah. So people of God, we can do away with religion and rituals, because Jesus finished it all along. He finished it on the cross of Calvary. When we are reminded about the centurions and the Roman soldiers that was guarding them, that was standing at the bottom of the cross. And while the event was unfolding before them, the darkness that took place, the lightning that was flashing, the thundering that was rolling, the graves that opened up, the dead that walked among the living, came back alive again. The centurion said, Truly, this was the Son of God. Imagine the same ones that had whipped him. The same ones that have marched him, walked with him, all the way to a place called Skull from Judgment Hall. These same centurion and Roman soldiers who proceeded over God, over Jesus' execution. The man who ordered the nails to be driven into Jesus' hands and feet. The one that helped to stretch him wide and to lift him high. The one that was guarding his body. Said, surely, truly, this is the Son of God. People of God, when this fulfillment was done, here we have another scripture that can relate to what happened in the book of Isaiah and 24. It said, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return that unto me. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God, our Father. Yes, beloved, it is finished. Everything that Jesus came to fulfill here on planet Earth, it took place that day. After they took him off their cross, they placed him in a borrowed tomb. And they went on to the seal the entrance to that tomb with the king reign. They placed guards around to make sure that no one would rob and take his money. But when Jesus said it was finished, people of God, remember that Good Friday. It is the miracle that the Son of God, Jesus, who died to set us free. Beloved, that freedom is only a confession away. See, the Bible says in the book of Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thy heart, God, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart, man believe on the righteous, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Well, we just thank God for this time. We just hope and pray that was something that we say that will bless you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being obedient to your Father. Just he is the prime example for us as Christians. If we follow the directions and the commandments of God our Father, which is given to us in the Bible, we will be all right. Be all right. And in order to do that, you have to have a relationship with Jesus. Right, God? Right, Apostle? So with that said, we hope that there was something said that you can share with your friends and family. Please share the number, 347-826-9424, with them also, and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. Enjoy this blessed resurrection weekend. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Had he not been obedient and died on the cross, where would you and I be as Christians? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for creating Jesus to come and die for us. John 3:10, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. We love you. Have a great, safe weekend. And if the Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.